Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Cellist Robert Cohen joins us each month in a series we call On That Note. We talk about everything from travel challenges to how to memorize music as we explore the life of a professional classical musician.
Well, we're changing it up a bit today because this month Robert was able to bring along his fine arts quartet colleague, violist Juan Miguel Hernandez. And when you have such high caliber musicians in your studio, talking is good, but a concert is much better. This is the duo for viola and cello by Ludwig van Beethoven. It's known as the Eyeglasses Duo.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It is so great to see you.
Great to see you,
awesome
too.
Awesome to be back,
Bonnie. I'm trying to think. What has it been, at least a year, Juan Miguel?
It's been a little bit over a year, yes, since I saw you.
So thank you for bringing me Beethoven.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, my goodness.
We talked about this over a year ago.
But I don't know. You didn't tell me what you were going to play. You just said we're going to have a duet.
Ah.
So I didn't realize it was going to be Beethoven.
Surprise.
One of my favorites. But I had never heard this piece.
Really?
Oh. Well, how often do you hear cello and viola give a concert together
right. On
their own?
It's a great little piece. It's a great little gem. And, you know, out of the few duets that exist out there, I mean, Hindemith wrote one, Piston wrote one. There's a few lesser known people that I don't even remember their names who wrote some. And I've tested them all. And I have to say, Beethoven kicks everybody's ass yet again.
There's something about his way with melody. Is just delicious. You just can kind of sink into it. But you were having so much fun with that, too. Is it a fun piece to play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's challenging to play. And the kind of integration of the two instruments is so brilliant.
Yeah.
It's just jumping about.
It's very well done. It has some technical difficulties. But in the end, it just works together. But that's Beethoven anyways, right? Any of his quartets, we're always finding like things that you'd usually say, no, that's just not doable on the instrument. And Beethoven just apparently back in those days, he'd just be like, well, I don't care. Just make it work, you know?
Figure it out.
So there's a couple moments like that, but in the end, it's all worth it.
And I think you don't miss anything, you know, with just two instruments in this duet. It doesn't feel like you're missing any instruments. There are any holes, or right. It could be better if there was a violin or something. There's such a fantastic range for both instruments and the depth of both instruments. I think you just get this very complete feeling, which is, for us, almost surprising, really.
And it has a very fun title, too. It is called the Eyeglass Duo. So Robert knows the story.
Well, I mean, he wrote it apparently for two friends who needed eyeglasses. So it's a with obbligato eyeglass. So, in fact, that's quite appropriate
obligato.
In this case because we're both wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And I am too, even though I wasn't playing.
Well, yeah, you're in the room. Well, everybody who's there in the same room has to wear eyeglasses.
When this piece is being played. Okay.
Yeah. Or else.
Yeah.
Or else what? Or else.
Oh.
Yes. You don't get the right perspective.
Well, this was a pretty early piece, too. I Googled it as you were rehearsing it, and 1796. When you were first playing, I was thinking, is that a Haydn piece? Because I hadn't looked at who it was, and I was thinking it was like a late Haydn. But no, it's early Beethoven, or relatively early Beethoven. But you're starting to hear him stretch harmonically.
Yeah, it's the very beginning, because I did play some of his earlier duets for viola and violin and really, really nothing to compare to this harmonically. It's a lot more strict and stable. And so this duet is definitely, what you heard, I think, is exactly what I observed as well about this duet. It's right at the cusp of his early years going into his middle life.
Going into that romantic, what we now call the beginnings of the romantic period. Yeah. You can hear it. But yet there's that classical structure too, which is so cool.
And also there's that real Beethoven thing, which is his obsession with beauty and power, those two kind of spheres that cross over. Yeah. And so
they're inseparable with Beethoven, I think. Yeah.
You get sudden moments of absolute beauty, and then he really launches in there, you know, with the two instruments. I mean, it's so much, it's almost polarized in that way, and then they merge those two qualities, which I think is always incredible in Beethoven.
Well, again, thank you so much for playing
Absolute
it.
Absolute pleasure, Bonnie.
And you know, one of the things that we talked about, Robert, in our last piece was the adoption of new technology. And you were playing, both of you, using your iPads. That's and I got cool. to see them as they were being used. And it is very cool. I can absolutely see what you mean, that it disappears. Mm. So that there's really a connection between me, the audience, and you, the performers, that with a music stand would kind of have a barrier. Yeah. And I can see what you mean by that. But the other thing, Juan Miguel, is you had like five different things happening in the studio here. What were you doing?
Well, I placed three cameras and a new recording device I got, although you guys have a very, very high-end recording mics here. But I, lately I've just, usually at this time of the year, right before Christmas, you know, a couple months before Christmas, I start buying a few little toys, you know. And so, I just came back from Europe and I'm like, I had like 20 boxes from Amazon waiting for me. So that I was testing these things out in your studio.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. With the idea of putting them on YouTube and Facebook and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a useful test. I'm not going to throw it out. Yeah. So Facebook, Instagram, and I don't know what else, Twitter.
YouTube. Got to be
YouTube.
Yeah. Something like, or Vimeo or something like that.
Vimeo, oh my gosh. I thought there was no more. Anything else?
I'm sure there is.
I get these invitations. Hey, do you want to join, you know, this new blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, absolutely not. I don't even want to know about it. I mean, it's hard enough to deal with these four or five social media things.
And they're old-fashioned now. You know, the ones we're dealing with, the kids are having nothing to do with. You know, because they're so, it's like, Facebook. You know, only old people use that now.
Yeah.
And so, I definitely feel out of date with it. But I feel the same way that you do. It's like I have too many other things that I'm already trying to keep up with.
Yeah,
I can't add more.
Exactly.
I think it's very convenient because actually Miguel just gets on with it and I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, that's right.
Not asking too many questions because, it would take years for me to understand how to do all of those things. So
you would just nod.
Yeah. If he's going to film us, if he's going to record us, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. No, but it's great. I love technology and what it allows us to do now for very, very small price compared to what it was even 5, 10, 15, especially 20 years ago. I mean, the quality of the equipment I have now, if I had bought it 15 years ago, I think I would have spent $45,000, $50,000. Now, with everything I have, I probably spent, $9,000 or $10,000 on all of that equipment. Crazy.
Do you record yourself in your own studio at home?
Yeah, I definitely, when I have to. Sometimes friends ask me to record, do projects for them, and I take out everything's mobile. I buy everything so I can travel with it. So I have, like, very good but small, small versions of everything.
Sounds like a cellist.
So,
miniaturize everything.
Not
carrying any more than you need to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you were saying that last month about having the iPad, that you have to carry the bags of music that you would have had to.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, music is really heavy. And then if you have scores as well, with all the parts showing, it's a big deal. And just having it in one bit of technology is fantastic. Of course, you've got to have the charger and you've got to have the stand and things. But it's still just even the feeling that it's all there. You haven't forgotten something, some bit of music that you should have brought. You've got it all there.
Our On That Note contributor, cellist Robert Cohen, was joined this month by his fine arts quartet colleague, violist Juan Miguel Hernandez. They perform Beethoven's Eyeglasses duo for viola and cello. You can hear the entire piece at wuwm.com.